song, no matter how simple it might be in tune or words, can be so powerful a reminder of things like time and place and family and culture. And this is precisely what the artist Akira Takeyama tapped into when he called for volunteers to sing him the songs of their heritage that he then videoed for the Sydney Biennale. Here's one of these songs and the stories behind it from two singers, both members of the Australian-Estonian choir.
Our songs.
Our songs.
Our songs.
Our songs.
Our songs.
Meie Lauland.
My name's Paul Kadak. I'm from Perth originally, but my grandparents were Estonian.
My name's Kieran Scott. I'm here because I fell in love with a woman of Estonian heritage. And when you do that, you wind up singing like this.
Hey o yo le, hey o yo le, hey o yo le, loi loi la.
Hey yo yo le, hey yo yo le, hey o yo le, loi loi la.
Hey yo loi le, hey yo loi la, hey yo yo le, loi loi la.
Hey yo loi le, hey yo loi la, hey yo yo le, loi loi la.
Hey yo loi le, hey yo loi la, hey yo yo le, loi loi la.
Hey yo loi le, hey yo loi la,
hey yo yo le, loi loi la.
Yoiko is a cattle call song. So it's a song that's meant to be sung across the paddocks and the fields between the farmers calling out to their cattle. In Estonia, singing is not just something else that people do or some people have as a hobby. It is just intertwined with what it means to be Estonian. Estonians have been in Estonia for thousands of years. Unfortunately, they're a small country, a small nation, and they've spent many of those years occupied by other powers. And during that time, the way they've kept their language, the way they've kept their culture alive, has been singing songs they called regilaul, or runic tunes, a sort of a chanting, storytelling way of singing that even becomes a game when you have a group of people sort of singing with each other and joining in and making up lines as they go. That tradition goes back for centuries to the village life that the Estonians had. It's hard to get across how important singing is to Estonia. I mean, in Australia, perhaps, you know, every school or every office has a footy team of some description. In Estonia, there's a choir in every school. There's a choir in every town, in every village. Every major employer has a choir. It is part of what people do. Children learn the songs as kids. They might go away from it a little bit as life becomes busy, but they always, always come back to it. And that's what song festivals are part of. People always coming back to these songs that they've grown up with, the songs that they know, the songs that have been passed down from their mother and father, from their grandparents, the songs that have the stories of their country and their culture that stretch back for centuries. This song is Guldne Norik, which is golden-haired girl. It's a love song describing the lady of the house that's part of the family. During the day, she rules the roost, the song says. During the night, I hold her in my arms.
Ilustio, kallistio, Guldne Norik. Illustio, kallistio, helle, helle, ro. Saieks mare maie pitte kulne norik, saie mare maie pitte helle helle ro, saie pilti pere pitte kulne norik, saie pilti pere pitte helle helle ro. Kaiga höyhän päälet hoia kulne norik, päivällä hän on päälle kaija helle helle roo. Ösel he on hölmäl vettä kuulne noorik. Ösel he on hölmäl vettä helle helle roo.
Estonia has a history of hardship. It has spent centuries being occupied by foreign powers. And the most recently was after the war when the Soviet Union occupied Estonia. During that time, things were very strict about what you could and couldn't do. The national colours, blue, black and white, were banned. The national anthem was banned. You could only sing the approved songs. But the Estonians then introduced songs that slipped past the censors, that that perhaps to the censors sounded inoffensive or weren't a problem. But the Estonians knew that these songs were their new national anthems. These songs were their songs that they sang in defiance of what they were being told to do. In the late 80s, there were song festivals and song performances where Estonians would turn up and they would be singing. And then they'd be told, okay, the festival's over, the show is over, you can go home. And they said, no, we're going to keep singing. And they kept singing. They kept singing the songs they wanted to sing. And word gets out when this was going on, and people would come from all over the city to join in, to be there in their thousands, to say, we will keep singing our songs because that is what we want to do. This grew and grew and culminated in, I guess, such a show of defiance. And not with arms, not with weapons. There was no bloodshed or anything. This was the Estonian people standing up and saying, this is our culture, this is our language. The Soviet Union was starting to crumble, and that sense of unity among the Estonians meant that they were able to take their chance when it came to seize back their independence. And that defiance through singing is why that event is referred to as the Singing Revolution. This song is a traditional Estonian lullaby, Tule Uni, Come Slumber, Come Sleep, traditionally sung by mum and dad to the children. It says, make the children's eyes drowsy, make them fall asleep.
Tule Uni uinutama, lapse silma rammetama. Tule uni uinutama, lapse silma rammetama. Tule uni uksest sisse, astu sisse akkeinesta. Tule uni uksest sisse, astu sisse akkeinesta. Kukkulapse kulmu piale, lase lapse laua piale. Kukkulapse kulmu piale, lase lapse laua piale.
Paul Caddick and Kieran Scott are both members of the Australian Estonian Choir. The choirs actually performed at the Estonian Song Festival, a massive festival in Tallinn, and it's quite an honour for a choir from outside Estonia to be chosen for it. That story, part of the Our Songs project from this year's Sydney Biennale.